Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivaraja Kacharja. Asotara Sisi Manas Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakuri Vaishnavindi Kijai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Kijai. Premsikosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda. Shri Advaita Gararav Srivasiti Gaur Bhaktivedanta Kijai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Kijai. Shri Vrindavandham Kijai. Navadvip Mayapurdham Kijai. Sri Jamuna Maya Ganga Maya Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Gaur Premananda Haribo. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. Jai Sisi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Text 26. Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Nirabhidyata Shishno Vai Prajanandamritartina Upasta Asit Kamanam Priyam Tad Ubayashyarayam Nirabhidyata Shishnovai Prajanandamritat Tina Upasta Asit Kamanam Priyam Tad Ubayashrayam Nirabhidyata Vishnovai Prajanandamritartina Upasta Asit Kamanam Priyam Tad Ubayashrayam Nirabhidyata Shishnovai Prajanandamritartina Upasta Asit Kamanam Priyam Tad Ubayashrayam Vidyatashishnovai Nirabhidyata Shishnovai Thank you. Matajis. Nirabhidyata came out. Shishna, the genitals. Vai, certainly. Praja Ananda, sex pleasure. Amrita Artina, aspiring to taste the nectar. Upasta, the male or female organ. Asit came into existence. Kamanam, of the lustful. Priyam, very dear. Tat, that. Ubaya ashraya, shelter for both. Translation. Thereupon, for sexual pleasure, begetting offspring, and tasting heavenly nectar, the Lord developed the genitals, and thus there is the genital organ and its controlling deity, the Prajapati. The object of sexual pleasure and the controlling deity are under the control of the genitals of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The heavenly pleasure for the conditional soul, the conditioned soul, is sexual pleasure. And this pleasure is tasted by the genitals. The woman is the object of sexual pleasure in both the sense perception of sexual pleasure and the woman are controlled by the Prajapati, who is under the control of the Lord's genitals. The impersonalist must know from this verse that the Lord is not impersonal, for he has his genitals on which all the pleasurable objects of sex depend. No one would have taken the trouble to maintain children if there were no taste of heavenly nectar by means of sexual intercourse. This material world is created to give the conditioned souls a chance for rejuvenation, for going back home, back to Godhead, and therefore generation of the living being is necessary for upkeep of the purpose of creation. Sexual pleasure is an impetus for such action, and as such, one can even serve the Lord in the act of such sexual pleasure. The service is counted when the children born of such sexual pleasure are properly trained in God consciousness. The whole idea of material creation is to revive the dormant God consciousness of the living entity. In forms of life other than the human form, sexual pleasure is prominent without any motive of service for the mission of the Lord. But in the human form of life, the conditioned soul can render service to the Lord by creating progeny suitable for the attainment of salvation. One can beget hundreds of children and enjoy the celestial pleasure of sexual intercourse provided he is able to train the children in God consciousness. Otherwise, begetting children is on the level of the swine. Rather, the swine is more expert than the human being because the swine can beget a dozen piglets at a time, whereas the human being can give birth to only one at a time. So one should always remember that the genitals, sexual pleasure, the woman, and the offspring are all related in the service of the Lord. And one who forgets this relationship in the service of the Supreme Lord becomes subjected to the threefold miseries of material existence by the laws of nature. Perception of sexual pleasure is there even in the body of the dog, and there is no sense of God consciousness. The human form of life is distinct from that of the dog by the perception of God consciousness. Nirabhidyata shishnovai prajananda mritartinaha upasta asit kamanam priyam tad ubayashrayam. Thereupon, for sexual pleasure, begetting offspring and tasting heavenly nectar, the Lord developed the genitals, and thus there is the genital organ and its controlling deity, the Prajapati. The object of sexual pleasure and the controlling deity are under the control of the genitals of the Lord. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So, interestingly, this chapter is called Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Any question that one has, material or spiritual, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer. One time, Brahmananda approached Srila Prabhupada, said that he had been to a class, and that he told the class and the teacher that ultimately we are all spiritual beings, and we all have spiritual motive. And the teacher said, I disagree. We're all sensual beings, and we have sensual motive. And Srila Prabhupada said, the teacher was right, that ultimately we're here in this material world because of sense gratification. Rishabhdev told his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajandri loke kastan kaman arhate bidbujamye tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyadyasmat brahma sokyam twanantam. My dear sons, now that you have taken this human form of life, don't waste it like the hogs and dogs who are just involved in sense gratification with no idea of any spiritual endeavor. Because when one engages tapo divyam in transcendental austerity, putrakayena sadyam sudyat brahma sokyam tori, one's life becomes very peaceful and happy, and that happiness continues forever. That is, there are two happinesses in this world. There's sensual happiness, as described herein, and there's spiritual happiness. And the spiritual happiness is known as yayatma suprasidati, satisfaction of the soul. Just like if we're at a very absorbing kirtan, or we're doing our service very attentively, one feels satisfaction and pleasure. And that pleasure is actually above the heavenly pleasure of sense gratification, of sex life. Because the sex life is temporary. Prabhupada says here in the purport, no one would engage in begetting children if there wasn't some enjoyment in sense gratification. Spend your entire life raising children and taking care of material life because one wanted to scratch an itch. Of course, it's also stated here that if one is a transcendentalist, he can have hundreds of children. He can utilize that propensity to raise children in Krishna consciousness, teach them chanting, teach them Prabhupada's books, teach them all the principles of Krishna consciousness, just like our children are learning. I don't know if we still have Gurukula, but we used to have Gurukula and the children would learn all the principles, everything. They would know. Whether they keep that, I know my daughter especially, she chants whenever there's trouble. If everything's going smooth, the beads are on the shelf. But when there's trouble in the neighborhood, trouble at the schools, trouble with the children, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That's okay. Of course, we should chant all the time. Satatam kirtayanto mam yitantascha dridavrata. Bhagavad Gita states, but whatever it takes, at least she remembers, chanting will help me. Chanting will calm me down. I'll feel spiritual happiness. But this material world, as Prabhupada had agreed with the teacher, is based on the principle of sense gratification. And one keeps it up to the very last breath. Srila Prabhupada tells that story about the old man who was dying, and a friend came to visit with his young daughter. And he immediately looked at the young daughter. He's dying, but he's thinking of sense gratification. I had personal recently. I was in the hospital, and they had done terrible things. I was intubated. They took that out, and they put a tube up my nose and down my throat into my stomach that had to stay there for days and days. And one of the days, as I'm laying there, incapacitated, a young nurse comes in, Chinese, and says, "Oh, you have beautiful eyes." And I thought, she's right. I do have beautiful eyes. I wanted to look in the mirror. Couldn't get up. And then I thought, well, this is possible sense gratification. I'm dying. The pain, they have a chart. One, the guy's smiling. Two, not smiling so much. Three, all the way up to 8, 9, 10, where the guy is like, ah. So I think I was at an 8 or a 9. They couldn't give me painkiller because it was a stomach surgery. And it would upset. So they wanted to give me a, what do you call, epidural. I think they give it to women when they have C-section or babies, whenever they operate. And a woman, she can tolerate so much more pain. It's said that if a man had to have a baby, he'd die from the pain. We can't stand any pain. Mataji's ladies can tolerate so much pain. Unbelievable. For a man, can't tolerate any pain. So I refused the epidural, but I was in terrible, terrible pain. But I was thinking, I have beautiful eyes. What? Where have I? I was married twice, and no one even said, your eyes are nice. They said, maybe a few times, hey, your eyes are bloodshot. Never your nice eyes. But this young nurse, who was the proper age to be my granddaughter, said, you have beautiful eyes. Not nice, beautiful. And I was thinking, somehow we got to get together. She appreciates beautiful eyes. Then I realized, get together, I can't move. They have to push me to switch sides so I don't get bed sores. The technician, whatever they're called, the assistants, come in and push you over, lean on the right, lean on every hour, 2 hours. But I'm still thinking there's a possibility here of sense gratification. I'm pushing 70. She's 25. But I'm thinking there's a good possibility here because she appreciates beautiful eyes. Who knows why she said it? I looked in the mirror later. My eyes were not that beautiful. No one's ever said that before or since. But I was thinking, this is a good opportunity for sense gratification. So this material world is made, custom made for sense gratification. The heavenly pleasure of sense gratification. Nunam pramatak krute vikarma. We're all mad after this sense pleasure. And that's why we're here in this material world. But as Rishabh had told his sons, we have a great opportunity to utilize this human form of life for transcendental austerities and for cultivating divine happiness, which is eternal and continues forever. That's our real nature. But unfortunately, Natevidu Swargagatim Hi Vishnu Durashaya Ye Bahirartamanina Andanyatandais Upaniyamanam Te Pisa Tantriyam Urudam Nibada. Unfortunately, people don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna. Even the impersonalists don't believe that Krishna has bodily parts. Here that's disproven. Krishna has all bodily parts. How can he be impersonal? But people don't know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, Durashaya, they take false shelter of sense gratification. Everyone thinks that that's the ultimate goal. If I get nice sense gratification, my life will become perfect. But they try, and life is not that perfect. It's antanya tandayar upaniyamanas. The blind leading the blind. One of the Matajis here helps another Mataji, leads her. But because she can see, she leads her nicely to wherever she's going and doing. But in the material world, Andanya tandaya supaniyamanas te pisa tantriyam urudam nibadha. It's the blind leading the blind. There's a blind man, and we elect him as our leader. so we could follow the blind man. Who takes you, according to Bhagavatam, into a ditch where you can't get out. The blind leading the blind. I think I had that experience also. Somebody was with a cane and could hardly walk. And they said, "Can I help you?" And it was, that's the blind leading the blind. We'll fall over each other. And this is the material world. One blind person has taken the charge and wants to lead the rest of the blind people. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam gives the answer. No. Take to Krishna consciousness. Chant. Engage in devotional service. And be happy by that performance. And control the urges. Vacha vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vegam, udrapasta vegam. Etam vegam yo visaheta dira, sarvam apimam prithivim sasisyat. The nectar of instruction states, Vacha vegam. Whenever we'd go to Las Vegas, I would chant this verse. Vacha vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vegam, udrapasta Las Vegas. The pushings. Vegam means pushing. Las Vegas, the place of pushing. Vacha vegam, the speech. Udrapasta Las Vacha vegam, manasa, the mind, the pushing of the mind. Krodha vegam, the pushing of anger. Jiva vegam, the pushing of the tongue. Udrapasta vegam, the pushing of the belly and genital in a row. The tongue, belly, genital. This is the nature of the material world. But one who can control these things by engaging in devotional service, 100%, by engaging in hearing and chanting Vishnu, Krishna, they, whoever can control these pushings, he can become a spiritual master and make disciples all over the world. So, we have our business cut out for us. It may take lifetimes, but we have a lot of time ourselves. Of course, all the old Prabhupada disciples, this lifetime, not too much time left. But maybe you get another chance next lifetime to engage in more service and try to control the senses and understand that this is all coming from the Supreme personality of Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.